Bananas, figs, dates, mangoes, peaches, avocados all rely on fruit bats for pollination. Even the commercially grown fruit, they still have to go out at least once a year and cross-pollinate because they still rely on the bats. A lot of your cactuses and night-blooming flowers rely almost solely on your nectar-eating bats for pollination. One plant, for example, the agave plant, solely relies on bats for pollination. Now, most people know the agave plant by a different name. Agave is what tequila is made from. So, without bats, you would not have your tequila. But like I said, bats are pest controls. They're going to eat the insects that will destroy a farmer's crop. They're also pollinators. Texas is the pecan capital of the world. They're going to eat a moth that lays its eggs on the pecan clusters. When that egg hatches, that larva is going to burrow in and destroy the pecan from the inside out. While the bats are eating that moth and cutting back on how many pecans are actually being destroyed.